a single mountain is called as Giri. Giri, a mountain by itself, when the group of mountains, one chain of mountains is called as Parvat. The difference between Giri and Parvat, Giri is a standalone and Parvat is a chain of mountains. Himalaya is called as a Parvat. It's a chain of mountains. It is the message for us also. The Himalaya is a source of so magnanimous, draws people from across the world, so much of inspiration. If you are like a Giri by yourself, you will go unnoticed and you will become redundant soon. Whereas Parvat, what it is talking about, when you are associated with group of illumined people, you get boost of energy, you will be able to accomplish great things in your life. You will be, we are what we are because the society has nourished us to become what we are. We have an obligation to give it back to the community, give it back to the society. Like if you are in association with good people, illumined people, you are inspired to give it back to the community. Otherwise, like a Giri, you want to live for yourself and you will be wiped out. And Himalayan terrain, if you look at, it is not flat, always ups and down. Ups and down, and the Himalayas runs through five countries, right from Bhutan and other side, Pakistan, in between India, Nepal and China. It is a whole, it's a thousands of kilometers long, about 250 kilometers in width, about 2,500 kilometers in length, 250 kilometers in width, about 8.8 meters in height. It's a magnanimous, but one after another, one up, down, it is saying that your life is also ups and down. It is not flat. Life is not flat, full of ups and downs, ups and downs. And yogi would like to go and sit on Himalayas. Why? Himalaya, despite being ups and downs, sthavaranam Himalayaha, most stable. Sri Krishna says it is so stable. Despite ups and downs, it is so stable. Himalaya yogi wants to imbibe that energy, wants to find stability in life, goes there for yoga practice, goes there to meditate. Yogi wants to discover, how can I be stable in my life? Draws inspiration from Himalayas. Sukadukke same kritva labha labau jaya jayom. Tasmat yogaya yujyasva naivam papamavapsyasi. Yogi wants to not to be swinging between the good time and bad time, complaining, overexcited and depressed. Balanced personality. To find the stability, yogi goes to Himalayas to draw the inspiration. Goes to the Himalayas. And Everest is it's a tallest mountain. It's hidden deep within the Himalayan ranges. It is not just outside Kathmandu. You had to scale many other peaks before you are able to scale the Everest. What it is saying, you had to reach the, achieve great things in your life. You had to go through challenges in your life. The challenges are given by the God to make us strong. Once you are able to conquer smaller peaks, you are given a task of conquering the higher peaks. The challenges comes to your life to make you strong. Make you strong so that you will be able to scale to the great heights of your life. You are able to scale to great heights when the challenges comes. You ask for a solution, not to keep cursing the God. He is very unkind. He has given a challenge, task to make you strong. Make you strong to scale to great heights in your life. The Creator wants you to become not ordinary. He wants you to scale to peak of your life. That is why He is preparing you, giving the challenges. Be strong. Be strong like a yogi. And the higher the ambition, goal we keep in life, challenges are so bigger. If my goal in my life, ordinary goal, just enjoy the weekend and kao piyo masti karo, my challenges are also easy. Life is very easy. You have come to Australia so much, everything is in abundance. Life is so comfortable because my goal also ordinary. When I set myself higher goals, challenges are also more. Challenges are also more. The you can't only contemplate on the goal and buckle down when the challenges hits. You have to prepare yourself. Prepare, and this you can't reach to the realize your high goal only by talking, not only through your intellect. Intellect. Nayam atma pravachanena labhyo na medhaya na bahuda shrutena. Now by going through so many books, reading about that one, subscribing to various channels, sharp intellect, IQ 160 IQ, and talking about that one, you won't reach the peak. Mundaka talks about Nayam atma pravachanena labhyo na medhaya na bahuda shrutena. Yamai vaishe vrinite tena labhyaha. This is possible only on your self-effort and divine grace. Without self-effort, divine grace is not there. It is not a lotto. You just, by luck, you got $1,000,000. Self-effort has to be put in. Intense self-effort and God's grace, when they are there, you will be able to reach, scale the Everest of your life. To reach the peak of your life, you have to put intense effort. That is why intense yoga we started. Intense energy. Recalibrate your goal. All these days I had a goal of ordinary things. One property, two property. I want to become a property magnet. That's all my goal. Recalibrate your goal. Attain the intense yoga. With that one, you, the divine grace also flows on to you. That is to scale. And water at the source in the Himalaya is so clean, so pure. People take it from in the bottle. And even I got bottled water from Muktinath. Still very fresh. Very fresh. People take bottled water from there and keep it as a tirtham for sanctifying. It is so fresh. The moment from the source, river water flows down, moves away from the source, it loses its purity. It gets contaminated. And I cannot use the water away from the far away from the source. Far away, I cannot use it by itself. I have to put it through the water filters. I have to put it through water filters to able to use. We also, we in the name of making money, we have moved away from our roots. We have moved away from our roots. We have totally disconnected from our roots. So contaminated. We are of no value for our children. At best, we'll send them to some school. You go there. I don't want to change. I'm so contaminated, so lost the plot of my life. I've moved away from the source. What it is saying, you had to connect back to your roots to, in order to remain fresh, remain pure. To be of use, you had to connect yourself to the roots. That is why this yoga, what you are learning here, is bringing you back to your roots. Whatever is your root, get connected to the roots so that you remain fresh in your life. Further you move away, you get contaminated. Contaminated in your life. And the water, river, water is flowing, river bed is stable, water is changing. Moment water has passed, it is a different water. Though water is changing, river maintains its name. Water is changing, river is maintaining its name. What a peculiarity. Water has gone, but still we call it as a Ganga. Water has gone. Why? Because of the bed, firm bed. Bed is not moving. River bed is stable. Because of the river bed, water is called by that name. In your life also, have the bed. Bed, your foundation firm. When the foundation is firm, whatever activity you do, whatever you do, it is an expression of greatness. If you do not have a firm river bed, you don't know what you stand for in your life. I go by the opinions of people. I don't have my own firm conviction. No river, your bed is, your life bed is not there. You lose credibility in your life. You lose your credibility. Nobody trusts you. Nobody wants you. At best, they may send a friend request and put a thumb up. That you lose the credibility. You need to have the life bed. That gives the credibility to your life. The when the credibility in our life, the talking part, your thinking and action must get aligned. If the riverbed is not there, you think something, talk something, do something. Do something is that person cannot be trusted. Yesterday somebody said, we'll come to yoga last night. In 8 hours, they changed their mind. So, we have no credibility. Come what may, I have to do. Come what may. That credibility, my father is to say, the moment you utter a word, make sure that it is done. Otherwise, you have no value. Once you need not have to please anyone. To please that person, I will come. It is not pleasing yourself. The actions, your talking, thinking, and the action must get aligned. That person is called as Yoga Ruda. Yoga Ruda is the one who has mounted on the horse of yoga, is called as Yoga Ruda. One who thinks, talks, and actions aligned together is called as Yoga Ruda. Yoga Ruda, that person alone gets credibility in the market. That person alone gets the brand value. The brand value, if you want to have any brand value, some of you are running the business and whatever, we are going for the brand value, and corporates, they go by their brand value. The brand value, talking, thinking, and action must align, not a small time, long time. So that when it is done, your value in your life increases, credibility increases, and when it is increased, your generations to come, they are proud of their ancestors. My great grandfather was that one. Grandfather was that one. And I met the other day someone, he was saying that he is a great grandson of Vishveshwaraya. And he's taking pride. in the lineage that you do the action such a way that your brand value of your family increases, value increases. Say that you are from that family. So people appreciate. I'm from that lineage, that family. You have to no more taking your life for granted. Enough of yesterday also I said, you slept enough in your life. Get up. Life is ebbing away. Life is not for whiling away time in partying and socializing. Get up and work towards improving your credibility in the market. Work towards increasing your brand value of your family tradition so that your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren be proud of the lineage they are from.